After being packed and sealed, this batch of sugar is headed to the port. India has already exported a record 7.5 million tons this season. Now the government has capped shipments to ensure there's enough left over for domestic consumption.
Get sugarcane.
Alok Shriram's company has been refining sugar for 90 years. He says the new rules could affect farmers' incomes.
The sugar season starts in November, and the government would always like a minimum stock in the country of about 2 months consumption or 2.5 months consumption, which is somewhere around 6 million tons.
It's been a bumper harvest for the world's top sugar producer. International demand is high, sparking fears over domestic shortage during the festive season later this year.
While high global prices and a strong dollar have opened up business opportunities for farmers and traders, soaring inflation and concerns about food security back home have prompted the government to implement protective measures, including restricting wheat exports.
Wheat farmers such as Sanjay Bhatia hope to cash in on a favorable international market. Prices rose after Russia's invasion cut supply from the Black Sea region. But a scorching heat wave in India threatened output, and the government banned most exports to control domestic prices. That's affected farmers' profits.
The government price was higher last year, so we sold them more. This time, their rates are lower. Wheat production is much lower. It kept raining and there was waterlogging too, which impacted the harvest.
Economists say these restrictions do little to reduce inflation.
India's credibility as a reliable exporter of primary commodities is going to be seriously damaged with this. I don't see this as a good signal.
Al Jazeera asked for a government comment, but we didn't get a reply. Many countries have urged India to lift its ban on wheat exports. Government leaders say they won't relax the ban, but will consider requests from vulnerable countries.
Well, we can speak to Pavni live now in New Delhi. And Pavni, what about local supplies? Is the ban having any impact there?
So the interesting thing is that producers point out that the cap the government has placed on these exports, which is about 10 million tons, is much higher than what they've managed to export over the last few years, and that much of what was supposed to leave the shores has already left. And they understand that this is more of a preventative measure, but there are concerns in terms of loss in business opportunity, because for the first time in a while, the international market, both in terms of demand and prices, was stronger than it had been in a while. And so there are worries that the profits that are to trickle down to the Indian farmer could be smaller. Economists, though, are more concerned about the signal the restriction on the wheat exports will have, both domestically and internationally. Again, the wheat market domestically has been traditionally stronger, but the government was really keen to cash in on the strong dollar and the rise in demand and prices internationally. And so when this ban came about, it sort of shocked a lot of people, and there was a lot of panic on ground. There was chaos. There were trucks that were stuck at ports. And eventually, the government had to make some exceptions. Now, economists point out that these are policies, especially the one regarding wheat, that will do little to solve the inflation issue back in India. You know, inflation is still very high. The latest numbers came in terms of GDP growth for the quarter of Jan to March. The economy grew at just above 4%, which is the slowest in a while. But economists say that instead, the government needs to formulate policies that incentivize farmers to keep food produce here while making sure their incomes are not hit.
Pavni, thanks very much indeed for that. Pavni Mittal, reporting from New Delhi.